Welcome to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast, where our aim is to transform you powerful kings around the planet into the marriage transformative force in your relationship. And today we have an incredibly potent topic to talk about. It's number 5 in the Be the Husband She Brags About marriage mastery system. It's code number 5, which is story. Story. Slowing down to speed up. We're going to be talking specifically about your thoughts, the mental activity that's going on in the privacy of your own mind and the story that it writes out into your reality. I mean, it's such a fundamental point, and very, very seldomly is it actually spoken about. A lot is taught in conscious communication about, oh, this is how you speak, and this is what you're meant to do, and this is how you're meant to treat your woman. And it's all in the sort of external behavioral stuff, but the inner world is really at the root of everything you create in your marriage, and by extension in your life. So it's absolutely imperative to become self-aware of your inner mental realm of thinking, and that is the story that you create in your life and create in your marriage. So it's a super potent topic. It's part of what I call the Be the Husband She Brags About conscious communication system, which includes stillness, sight, shape, and state. Yet it does warrant to slow down on it as an individual topic, your story, your inner mental activity and thinking. It's such a powerhouse of a topic. So jumping in, you know, if you really wanted to simplify there's 3 categories of thoughts in your head. This is an oversimplification, of course. There's like many arguments. There's plenty of other ones that might fall outside of it. But from within the realm of looking of, I want to give you a really simple, usable way or paradigm of categorizing the thoughts that show up in your mind, especially within conflict with your wife. It's really potent to be able to categorize them in conflict with your wife, because when you can bring mental control over your thinking in conflict, moments of conflict are the most potent creative windows of opportunity to transform your entire relationship. Because if you can show up consciously in moments of conflict, well, then that moment, that sets the tone for the rest of your marriage experience. If you do conflict poorly, as in it's just, you know, it's a load of attacking each other, defensive, offensive, it's just like it's all drama, and then you sort of make up, kiss and make up, you have some makeup sex, and then you go back to the humdrum, oh, you know, you wake up the next morning and everything's okay. Well, everything is not okay. There's a ton of unspoken, unexpressed emotions and words and truth that is being suppressed to the background. So, albeit it might seem on the surface everything is okay, it is not. So, there again, today's topic, keeping it honed in on the ways of thinking. The more mental control you can have, conscious mental control you can have over the thoughts that are coming up in your mind, you become aware of them, and then you thus have a power to follow some, to negate others. It's like, no, they're not useful to follow. When you have that level of conscious control, I mean, that's how you start becoming the transformative force in your relationship. Married men have no sense of control over their marriages because they have no sense of control over their thoughts. When you get down to the basics of it, that's where a sense of control over your marriage comes from. Is having this conscious sense of, okay, you know, in the chaos of conflict, in the chaos of the crazy overwhelm that there can be at times in married life, you know, there's your marriage and then there's your, by extension, your married life, the kids, work, all the responsibilities that go with that, in-laws, the outlaws, finances, the whole lot. There's like married life. It's an octagon of high pressure very often. But like, if you've no sense of control over your thoughts, And any time that there's a high intensity moment in conflict with your woman, when you're talking about all of those topics, or you're talking specifically about, you know, intimate relationship issues, you know, sexual disconnection, just energetic, psychological disconnection, there's hurt, there's resentment, all of the juicy, dark stuff that comes up, and deep desires that she has, you have, etc., etc. If you have no sense of mental control within those moments, I mean, it spews into everything and it fogs everything up. So simplifying it, thoughts can be broke into, just to circle back to what I kicked off a few minutes ago. Thoughts in your head can be broken into, I suggest you can break them into three categories. Blaming thoughts, shaming thoughts, and claiming thoughts. I'm not the first person that came up with this. I've seen it written in multiple different scenarios. I don't know who the original person is that brought up this blame, shame, and claim sort of as compartmentalization of inner thoughts. It's a beautiful, beautiful, super useful framework to look at mental activity. Blaming thoughts in the marital arena are thoughts against your wife and the world. It's like they're blaming somebody else. It's like, I'm a victim, you're to blame. You are being wrong. You know, just think about it for a moment. Does your mind get caught in thoughts of how ridiculously irrational your wife is being by your perception, with your mind obsessively focusing on how inarguably wrong she is in that moment? I mean, she's wrong. It's like, there's just no part of your mind can see how she could possibly be right in a moment. Do you ever get stuck in that sort of a way of thinking? I mean, I think every single guy listening in, if he's honest at all, is putting both of his hands up going, oh man, I do get caught in that. And there's tons of other versions of, you know, high pressure marriage conversational scenarios where multiple versions of blaming thoughts can come out. Shaming thoughts. This is thinking turned against you. Shame is when the inner critic just goes inwards. You know, have you ever found yourself in moments of conflict with your woman, with your inner critic beating you up for, in many senses, like it's like you're fucking things up again with your woman. You know, way to go, you idiot. Oh, I'm such a fucking loser. Or, you know, I don't deserve to be loved. It's your inner voice is beating the shit out of you. It's going against you. Do you ever find that happens to you when in deep moments of conflict, the thoughts are just going against you? You might be stonewalling your woman. You mightn't be conversing at all, but in the silence there, it's just your mind is livid with you. Just slowing down to speed up. And as always, you know, I am asking you to answer this question within yourself. This podcast, you know, the incredible deep results that are coming through, the messages I'm getting them because of slowing down to actually get you guys to answer this within yourselves. There's no passive listening in. It's not just like, oh, this is super cool information. It's very interesting. I'll just listen for like 40 minutes and then I'll go on with my day. No, it's like, it's challenging you to ask these uncomfortable questions. Do you find in your inner world experience that your thinking turns against you in moments in marital conflict with your woman? For blaming and shaming thoughts, it's like, I mean, the vast majority, like, well, when I say the vast majority, every single guy I have met in years of coaching one-on-one, in years of being in like so many different men's groups with tons of different guys coming into those men's groups, every single guy, there's no exception, every single guy experiences high levels of blaming thoughts and shaming thoughts, especially within the octagon of deep intimate relationships. So I just build that in. It's just this self-loving and accepting part. It's okay. It just makes you, unfortunately, human. It just makes you human to have shaming thoughts that turn against you and blaming thoughts. But it's very important to recognize it and go, yeah, actually, you know, there are moments when there's tons of blaming thoughts in me. I'm blaming, I'm against her, I'm against the world. And there's times when, yeah, there's shaming thoughts. Claiming thoughts, Claiming thoughts are when you're claiming extreme ownership for what's showing up in your marriage in that moment. So you're in conflict, but like your claiming thoughts are based on really only focusing on answering the question of like, well, what am I not taking extreme ownership of here? Oh yeah, actually, I sort of lashed out energetically. I was like quite aggressive there like a couple of minutes ago. Okay, I need to take ownership of that. You know, it's like claiming thoughts are, oh man, like this is the same shit, different day. Like there's a part of my mind blaming her, but actually a claiming thought is she's just, you know, she's pointing out the exact same thing. I just haven't made the behavioral change that she's desiring. It's like I leave a mess in the bathroom every time after a shower. It's like it seems a simple thing to me, but you know, the claiming thoughts just own up. It's like, yes, I'm a king. I will take ownership of whatever's happening, whatever's showing up in this moment. So blaming thoughts, shaming thoughts, and claiming thoughts. Why this is so, so important, as I say, is, you know, like you're, I think you can probably intuitively get there. You know, it's like, and there's sort of what I want to speak to here to be really clear. There's lots of nice guys out there. I had on a lot of you. It's been a very popular episode. And if you haven't got there already, I'd really encourage you to listen in to the guest episode here in the podcast to Robert Glover when he was talking about no more Mr. Nice Guy. There's a massive amount of you powerful men out there that have what could be called like a Mr. Nice Guy persona, where, you know, you try and hide all the shitty, bitty, hyper-judgmental, attacking, dark parts of you in the privacy of your own mind. And you sort of think, well, you know, all these, what can seem like really phenomenally dark thoughts in your mind of attacking, like your blaming thoughts could be doing really dark shit to your woman or like gaining revenge, or, you know, your shaming thoughts could be like phenomenally dark with you. But the Mr. Nice Guy persona is like, yeah, but you know, that's just on the inside. You know, it's like the world doesn't hear about that shit on the outside. So you, when you speak with your woman in the outside world, you try to use the highly edited version of what's actually happening inside of yourself. And a part of your persona goes, well, you know, the world doesn't know about that shit. You know, like I'm not creating a negative, I'm not responsible for creating negativity in the outside, because, you know, I give the tidy version. I don't blame my woman. I don't attack her on the outside. I'm really, really careful with what I'm saying, and I don't like bring a ton of shame. That's just locked away in the background and nobody knows about it. I'm just here to burst the bubble of that type of avoidant thinking. Your woman knows all about your blaming thoughts and your shaming thoughts. All about them. Okay, there's moments when you hold it in. Like the classic example is like, you know, you've perceived you have zero mental control. You keep it all locked in. You're avoiding. You keep it locked in. You keep it locked in. You know, you just put up and shut up for the sake of peace. And, you know, you avoid the topic that you know will trigger it. You avoid it. You avoid it, you avoid it, and that pressure is building inside of you. And then the volcano erupts in some mundane moment when your wife says something, does something, you think she criticizes you, it's about a small thing, and then blah, all of this dark shit that has built up inside of you like a tsunami. It's like moments of frustration, 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 frustration. It's building, it's building, it's building, and then there's an aggressive outburst. I've spoken to consciously communicating anger before, and anger is perfect. It's frustration and aggression, which is the major issue. But it's coming from blaming thoughts. So you avoid, you avoid, you avoid, and then it comes out and it's ugly. But in all the windows in between those times, a lot of the Mr. Nice Guy persona that so many of us, like the vast majority of us, it could be 80, 85% of men have this sort of nice guy persona. Could be even a higher percentage of men. You know, we sort of think that we're giving the tidy version outside. But your woman knows that you're in blame mode anyway. She knows you're in shame mode anyway. She can pick it up. She can pick the energy up. And this is why I say it's like the conscious communication system includes stillness, includes sight, your eyes, your shape, your posture. Your posture gives it away within a second where you're at. If you're blaming, if you're shut down, if you're shaming yourself, your state, your energetic, your emotional sense. Like, your woman can sense that within a nanosecond of you entering the room, not even entering the conflict or entering an argument. Within a nanosecond of you entering the room, she knows where you're at. She knows if there's an inner shitstorm going on in your mind, your inner world, if you're present or not. She knows. I really just want to take, you know, take the subterfuge or the escapism sort of self-delusional capacity that you have. I had it for years myself. So it's like, I just know coaching guys going really deep. We have this capacity to delude ourselves that, you know, if I just keep all of that shit in the inside, nobody knows about it on the outside. Yeah, but that energy, those thoughts are feeding and they're setting up your posture and your eyes and your tone of voice and your energy to like just ripple out shitty vibrations, shitty energy into the room that your wife gets, that your kids get, and it's just, it muddies the sacred energy of your kingdom, of your castle, of your home, you know. It's like, so yeah, I just really wanted to speak to that there. It's very important. You, any of you guys listening in, you know I talk very often about, you know, heroic humiliation, humility, the ground of truth. Humility comes from humus, which is ground. The ground of truth of where you're truly at. It's so important to get real with where you're at in your inner world on this topic. There's plenty of podcasts out there that'll like talk about, oh, strategies and tactics, and these are the five things to say to your woman to have her jump into bed with you. These are the five things to be romantic. This is the 10, top 10 things. It's like, cool. They're actually useful in their own way, but they're astoundingly superficial. This is like getting into the core operating center of your nervous system, your thoughts. It's really, really deep. Not every guy is going to want to show up so self-aware. Not every guy out there is going to listen in and go, oh, I really want to go that deep. No, actually, quite a number of guys are probably going to fucking switch off and go, I don't like this podcast. It's like it gets too real. Like, I like blaming my woman. Tell me how to change her. You know, tell me just the simple things that will change her behavior. Just five things. I learned them. Make this job simple for me. Be the husband she brags about. Your woman is never going to brag about you if you do the superficial shit. Let's just get real. You want, like, there's a deep part of you that wants mastery. Men desire. In our deepest, deepest core, we want to be masters of our inner world reality and our outer world reality. And that's what we're about here. So, slowing down to speed up. Let's get interesting. Those of you that are leaning in, and I honor you for your presence here and leaning in and listening in so intently. This next segment, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to bring a deep awareness to you. Like, what is your blame, shame, and claim thinking score in moments of conflict? Let's sort of pretend to get objective. I do this with my coaching clients, and it will be happening definitely in the men's group. We're going to be talking more and more of this, but it's actually very revealing. It's like, it's so revealing what comes up when you answer this to within yourself. You're like, okay, I'm going to put an objective score on it. When you're in moments of argument or conflict, you're going to deep heart closure with your woman. It's like, you know, it's just one of those shitty feeling moments. Where you're just really struggling to connect with her. What is your blame, shame, and claim thinking score? As in, and give a rough estimate. Don't get too caught in your head. Don't go into, like, sometimes we get too rational. It's like, oh, well, you know, I don't really know what the average is. And it changes from moment to moment. Like, one moment, it's like, I'm just go with a rough average. It's like if you had a printout of your thoughts in the last 100 arguments and moments of conflict with your woman, what would the average be? What's the average amount of your thoughts that would be blame thoughts? What's your intuition on this? Don't overthink it. Just trust your intuition. What would the average amount of shame thoughts be? And then, what would the average amount of claim thoughts be? Now, claim thoughts, remember, it's like extreme ownership. You just snap into like full explicit ownership of what you're response able, what you're able to respond with in a proactive and connecting way. You know, having done this with like tons of guys at this point, there can be a sort of like a typical enough one can be like 60-65%. Ah, well, honestly, you know, moments of conflict, 60-65% of my thinking, I mean, I'm blaming my wife. Honestly, you know, it's like, I might verbally try to be talking with her and trying to solve the issue, but on my inside, there's like 60-65%. I'm fucking blaming her. She's like, I can't get over the fact that I'm perceiving her as being wrong in that moment. There's about 30-35% of shaming yourself going on for a lot of guys. And then some guys, well, quite a number of guys would be like to start chuckling and laughing and go, actually, there's 0% claiming extreme ownership. In moments of conflict, it's like, I'm just not doing it. Possibly, maybe, you know, the next day or long after the argument, I might sort of own up to stuff. But like in moments of conflict, some guys sort of go with like, it's like, oh, well, maybe there's 1% there. The claiming extreme ownership, claiming thoughts in guys' heads during conflict, it's very, very low. And this is okay. Like your granddad, etc., the men that have come before us, you know, we're living in a pretty profoundly sick society where I've got into this before, but like the whole old lineage, the initiatory rites of passages that used to like rip guys out of the boyhood mentality into and like ground them into deep manhood, you know, warriorship. They're not happening anymore. So the capacity to fearlessly take ownership, all those processes that used to work in the ancient civilizations, they've been stripped from us. So it's okay. There's no shame in this, but it's really good. It's a fun process. So where are you at? Like, what percentage of blame? What percentage of shame and claim are you at? And like, I sort of jokingly said, is if you like score yourself a 0% blame, 0% shame, and like you're 100% claiming ownership, you're God. You're God. I'm like, what are you listening into this podcast for, God? I mean, have you not got bigger and better things to be doing with yourself? Like, you've got the universe to be running. That's godliness. I mean, no man is at 100% of claiming ownership. The practice, the intentionality, the idealistic vision is like where you set yourself this glorious goal is like, okay, I aim to be at 100% claiming ownership. That's the type, it's the highest aim. But you know, with 30, 40 years of trauma in your system and thinking strategies that you inherited from your dad and from the men in your life and modern life, you know, modern media bombarding you with shitty versions of, you know, how men relate with women, etc., etc. I mean, we've got to get really real. There's been a lot of momentum built in behind blaming and shaming ways of showing up in the world, in our inner world. And part of our work here to transform our marriages is to get real with that. But here the thing is when you get real and you get open, you start becoming self-aware of how much, you know, like with that sort of objective score, it's like, you know, a lot of you will be like, yeah, actually, there's a lot of blame there. Some of you, like some, there is a pocket of guys and there's no better or worse. Some guys will go, actually, you know, I'm not so much, there is blame there for my wife, but there's more shaming myself. I get really hard on myself, you know, for fucking up all the time. Like, that's okay too. You will all have your own unique score. So where are you at with that? Blame, percentage-wise, shame, percentage-wise, and claim. I want to, you know, gift you a reflection back as to what that causes by effect in your relationship. And again, you know, it causes it, whether those blaming thoughts move through your lips and are communicated to your woman, or your shaming thoughts, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's an energetic, they're creative they're creative forces in and of themselves, your thoughts, because thoughts trigger emotional states. Emotional states brings your shape down, closes off the posture. You know, your eyes, if you're in blame, if you're looking at your woman, your eyes will be like sharp, they'll be blamed, they'll be attacking mode, or they'll actually be looking away. There'll be so, if the blame thoughts are so hot to handle that, you know, you're assassinating her with your mental activity, you're not going to be looking directly at her. So it's like, it doesn't matter whether you speak these thoughts or not. They're creating the situation that's evolving and showing up in front of you, no matter what you think. So again, let's just rip that self-delusional sort of veil of, oh, well, these are just in the privacy of my mind. I don't actually speak these out. You're vomiting them out energetically all around you. Get real. High blame. If you have a high blame score average, or in an individual conversation with your woman, there's high blame activity. There can be some moments when she just really triggers you and you're in full on inner blaming her. She's just wrong. You've no connection with how she could be right. So that's high blame. A high blame, your wife feels unsafe and under attack in your presence. As I say, whether you speak the blame or not, she knows. She knows she's not safe by every parameter I'm talking about. She typically counters with defensive counterblame, or she collapses into shame of herself. She'll play that victim role. She'll just like put up and shut up with sort of your abusive outrage, your burst, or that energy. As I say, you mightn't speak it, but that energy, she'll back off and she'll drop into collapse. She's not feeling safe and she's feeling under attack in your presence, whether you speak it or not. That's what happens when there's a high percentage of blaming thoughts present in your head during conflict. If you have a high percentage of shaming thoughts in a moment or on average, this isn't absolutely complete, but it's like your wife's attempts at expressing love or attempting connection will never be recognized when you are intoxicated with shame. When you're there, when a part of your mind is beating the shit out of yourself, and I say consciously, a part of your mind, you are ultimately not your thinking. There's a part of your mind beating the shit out of yourself. Your inner critic is going to town on you. If your woman like caresses your arm, or she's looking lovingly your direction and she gives you a hug, or she says something that is actually, there's an opportunity in what she says, so sort of bring some understanding and connection in it. If your mind is in high shame, it's not going to open up to that. It's not going to receive that love, that you know, opportunity for connection with your woman. So she learns to stop trying. If your inner critic is running amok inside of yourself, she's going to stop trying to keep connecting with you. And if she does, it wears her down. Often what happens in this is like she suppresses her truth to save you from your pain. She's like, maybe the argument started because she's just giving you bloody feedback because, you know, X, Y, Z has been annoying her. It's building up and she's just telling you for the umpteenth time. But like if you have high shame, you know, she might just back off and go, oh, here, you know, I'm just not going to bother. I mean, Jesus, look at him. Like he's in tears, or I mean, he's just stonewalling. He's going in. Oh, she knows the pattern, your unique pattern. She's going to know it like no other human being. And ultimately, it starts eroding her trust of you as a man in moments of pressure. I mean, if she's giving you a bit of feedback, or she just, you know, the feminine shitstorm, the feminine pole in relationships, like it's the feminine, it's the emotional storm. I mean, it's high intense emotional expressions in the moment is like part of what a woman's feminine core is about. The masculine core, I've spoken to this before, is like holding presence for to a point. Now there is to a point. It's like, it's not for everything, but like to a point, it's the masculine core is the trained capacity to hold presence for whatever your woman is expressing. You are so consciously grounded in yourself. You have such a control in your inner world of your energy, your emotional state. You have your witnessing awareness for your thoughts as they come up. You can categorize them, blaming, shaming thoughts. I won't go with those. Claiming thoughts, claim ownership. So she's safe. She's not going to get any projections of blame her way. She's not going to get any have to hold space for your inner child, inner critic shit fit that you're having. She's going to be able to just express what she needs to express and move through whatever emotional state she needs to move through in the presence of kingliness. One of the big roles of the king, if you go to archetypal language in relationship and in life, a great king, a great leader, is able to hold space for the wounds of his kingdom. And holding space for the wounds of the kingdom is bringing self-aware control over your inner world thoughts in the moment. Not fueling blaming thoughts, not fueling shaming thoughts, but claiming ownership and becoming at one with whatever's showing up in the moment. That's the ideal. You might be at a point where it's like, man, that's too much, or like, you don't know my wife. You know, like, you might be like, yeah, she just gives infinite amounts of stuff to blame for. She's wrong all the time. Well, yeah, I just want to slow down and speak to that. You know, I know for years, I got so infuriated when I started reading David Aida's The Way of the Superior Man and different books like it, but like particularly triggered. And I remember at one point, I've shared this before, but like, it's a potent reminder to you all. I remember reading it and going, like, jumping straight onto my search engine and going like, oh, here, like, I was like searching David Aida, wife, you know, is he married? Does he have kids? There was a part of my mind, I suppose it was my inner critic, wanted to hack the shit out of David Aida, because it was like, you know, he doesn't know my wife. It's okay for him to talk about this masculine, feminine, and holding space and all this fucking high spiritual bullshit. He doesn't know how bad I've got it. He doesn't know how dysfunctional and how wounded my woman is. Like, maybe he just hasn't met women like this. I was there 10 minutes trying to find out more information so I could blame him and attack him and shame him and rip him to pieces. And I burst out laughing. I was like, man, well, what is that? Within the context of this episode, what was happening in my mind? I was blaming Daida. Ultimately, I was shaming myself. I was like, I was trying to avoid what was showing up in my world. And the thing is, you know, if I opened up fully and like spoke for like half an hour about ways my woman was showing up with me, things she was saying to me, like insults that in conflict she would fly my direction, you know, all her wounds and all her fears of abandonment from, you know, her parents being divorced, split up, there was nonstop fights in her family, there was divorce and separation was everywhere. Cheating was everywhere. I mean, it was like there was sexual abuse for years that she had experienced. I mean, was she wounded when she met me? Yeah. She's still wounded? Yeah. She like healing slowly but surely, doing amazing work. Yeah. But like, I can look back at windows when I thought I had the worst marriage in the world. What was showing up in front of me through my woman, verbally, energetically, what she was projecting at me, I mean, it was bloody intense. So I want to slow down and go, hey, if there's a part of you that's going, yeah, but like, you know, this thing about categorizing my thoughts, but like, she is to blame. Well, it's like, how's that working out for you? You know, if there's high amount of blaming thoughts and shaming thoughts, how's that working out for you in your marriage? You know, do you feel a radical shift happening in your marriage when you're blaming? Do you feel that your woman responds to you in deep connection? You know, if you're constantly blaming her for what she's wrong, you perceive her that she's wrong in doing, and you feel those thoughts are so valid that you will just keep them. Well, I mean, has she ever changed her behavior from blaming thoughts? to a type of behavior where you're like, oh yeah, well, that's way nicer, that's deep connection and we're blissed out, you probably wouldn't be listening into this podcast if it was working for you. Again, as always, you know, there's been guys in my life, I have had teachers, still have teachers, have mentors in men's work and deep relationship. I'm constantly studying this and getting feedback for where I'm at. It's all about humility and getting real with yourself. Unless you're blissed out, you have mad sexual passion and relationship with your woman, and I mean, you're constantly claiming thoughts, I mean, there's deep, deep work for you to do. So, yeah, there's high blame and high shame thoughts, high claim thoughts. Now, this is where the magic happens. You know, if you can, and you can, because any man can learn to control his mental activity and find self-awareness as to where he places his conscious attention in his inner world thoughts. When you go to high claim, and it doesn't matter that in moments of conflict you're like a 0%, 1%, or a very small percentage, that's okay. This is why we're doing this work. When you practice going to high claim in moments of conflict, your wife can relax into trusting you completely as she feels safe in your presence, no matter how intense the conversation. She knows, she just knows that you're showing up differently. Why? Because when you're consciously practicing getting to the highest level of claiming thoughts in your mind, I mean, you know, that comes from a state of inner stillness. You're probably breathing. You're taking moments within yourself to drop in and go, answer the question, what am I not taking ownership for? Your sight, you're going to be looking at her more. Because you're taking ownership inside of yourself, you're comfortable to connect with her. It's much easier when you're practicing claiming ownership to look at somebody, because you're in integrity in your inner world. You know that even though it mightn't be perfect what's showing up in your outer world, you know you're in integrity. You know that you're properly working in your inner world with high levels of integrity with your woman and within yourself. So you're going to be looking at her with a soft gaze, with a loving gaze. It mightn't be perfect, but she's going to feel that sense of connection. If you're working with claiming thoughts, your shape, your posture, it's going to be pointing directly towards her. You're not going to be running out the door. You're going to find that your posture is going to be jumping out the door. It's going to be looking at the clock. It's been looking at the keys of the car. You're going to be wanting to get the feck out of there. You're going to be looking at the TV, etc., etc. And your emotional state is going to be dropped in. It's going to be more relaxed progressively when you're searching for claiming thoughts. She's often, and this is like the miracle that happens. I know it's happened in my life. Guys, I'm coaching, and progressively more and more of you that's listening in, like over the long run with the podcast, you're getting this experience. She often suddenly goes from deep, divisive conflict mode, where it's like she's out to kill you. She's out to defend. She's on the offensive. She's like gone into dissociated trauma mode. She's in horse shitstorm mode of collapse. She suddenly flips into being highly turned on by your courage in owning your shit. She goes from all on attack to she's looking at you. She has a smirk in her face. She's like, she's turned on by you. This is what I want you to know. When you learn to bring mental control and claim the, like, go and feed the claiming thoughts, your woman gets turned on. She's that safe that she's like, wow, she's turned on by your presence. She's turned on by your masculine core practice. She's turned on by the sexual energy that's exuding, because claiming thoughts give you energy. Blaming thoughts give you energy as well, but to take energy, when somebody gets weakened, to weaken the other and to take energy, to get energized by the other person going into victimhood, it's a different energy source. You want to go claiming energy, like you're coming more into your sexual centered energy, and it's a turn on for your woman. So within the Be the Husband She Brags About Marriage Mastery System, and I know, guys, like, I want to honor you, like, we're quite a bit into this episode. Most of you are getting it. I really want to gift you the most comprehensive teachings here. I don't want to be holding this back to, you know, just my one-on-one clients and just within the products and that I have. Those products are absolutely, like, off the wall transformative in what they can gift you, but I want to give you as much as I can here. So honoring your capacity to still listen in, you know, within the Be the Husband, She Brags About Marriage Mastery system, there's a practice. The code for the story code is this: the king is self-aware of his inner story of blame, shame, and claiming thoughts, and follows only thoughts that claim extreme ownership for what shows up in his married life in the present moment. I'm going to speak to the story code intimacy practice now, and it's intricately linked with the story code. The intimacy practice for you powerful men in conflict, in moments of conflict, and actually in all moments, it's particularly important to practice in conflict, but this becomes your default mode of showing up in your inner world. The intimacy practice that you have is you find inner stillness and recognize thoughts of blame. Again, they're thoughts against your wife or the world. And you recognize thoughts of shame, your inner critic turning against you. And choose not to fuel these thought streams. Instead, ask, what am I not claiming extreme ownership of in this moment? That's the practice. So you find yourself in a dramatic conflict, there's argument mode, there's closure, verbally, or like, you know, your woman has triggered you somehow in what she said, you feel you're being rejected, you're being criticized, you know, you're being blamed, she's attacking you unfairly, or whatever she has done is like to the ruination of the marriage. You know, she's been looking at that guy in the hotel lobby that you were in together after a nice night, and she's looking at him, and you're there thinking, wow, she's just fucking, like, you become jealous, you're threatened by the possible intent that she had looking at the guy, etc., etc., etc. You know, there's multiple different contexts here. Your practice is finding inner stillness where you become the witnessing awareness. This is from the deepest philosophical teachings of Zen, of Buddhism, of, you know, there's modern teachers like Eckhart Tolle, etc. Just tons of different teachers out there. You know, you go to Navy SEAL training, you go to high performance mental training for Olympians, for top athletes. It's all the same. If you want to be a high performer, you've got to slow down and become self-aware of your thoughts. And to become self-aware, you're the witnessing awareness that looks at the thoughts. You are not the thoughts. Your thoughts, ultimately, from the deepest level, are pretty much just synthesizations. They're emerging patterns of thoughts that you learned from traumatic experiences, predominantly growing up. Witnessing your mom and your dad, your mom and your stepdad, or your stepdad and your dad and your stepmom, whatever it was, whatever your versions of learning masculine and feminine, those sacred, most central role models growing up in the father and mother roles, respectively, you learned thoughts back then that set belief patterns in your nervous system, and your thought streams that emerge now, they're not thoughts that represent you now. They're thoughts that represent the belief systems that kicked off when you were 5, when you were 6, when you were 7, when you were 8, even before that. It's just they have such an insane momentum that they come up so powerfully and strongly and so convincingly in the present moment that you're like, this is my thought. And yet it's not, actually. This might be a reminder to some of you guys. This might be like the first time you've actually ever heard, oh, I'm not my thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You are the witnessing awareness, the stillness that's looking on at your thoughts. And this is why this practice is so potent. When you can drop below your thoughts and see them like as images on the screen, it's like, oh, look at that. Like, oh, there, look at those print out of blaming thoughts. when you can categorize and go, okay, well, that form of thinking, I'm just making my woman wrong. Well, that's not going to be useful if I keep feeding those thoughts. Okay, so that's blaming thoughts. You might be, you'll be quiet when you're doing this. You just take a breath to yourself and you recognize. With practice, you can do it live in the middle of a conversation, but you just take a moment to yourself. It's a high flame situation. Take a moment and go, okay, what way am I thinking now? Oh, I'm high blame. It's all against her. She's wrong. She's wrong. She's wrong. Okay, I'm not going to feed those thoughts. Then it's like, do I have shaming thoughts? Yeah, my inner critic is beating the shit out of me. As I can recognize those thoughts. I'm like such a piece of shit. Oh, you fucked up again. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, I'm consciously, I don't have to jump into that stream of thoughts and keep feeding it. I'm going to consciously slow down those streams of thoughts or stop them. Definitely trying to slow them down. And then when you get that bit of space and you're not feeding, you haven't jumped into the full momentum of those thoughts going, hi-ho, silver, you know, on the way, you know, it's like with the blame stream, which you add more and more momentum. You know how that works out. You know that when you keep feeding the blame thoughts, the argument lasts hours, or like it ends up erupting into like an aggressive outburst and shouting, and like, you know, like it just gets really shitty when you keep doing that. And you know how constantly feeding the shame thoughts, how that goes, and it never brings anything good in your marriage ever. And it actually erodes your deep intimate connection with your woman long term. So it's like, you cannot, if you want to be the transformative force in your relationship, if you're listening into this podcast and you're like, you're listening in because you'd like your marriage to go a bit better, you cannot play around long term with uncontrolled blaming thoughts in yourself and uncontrolled shaming thoughts in yourself and expect your marriage to show up differently. This is just like a fact. I would say that's an absolute truth. Unless, of course, I know, your wife goes to something and she does the equivalent with a different badass podcast, or she does, and then she does the healing thing from her side. But like, you're a man. I mean, you've cock and balls energy. You're a potent king. You step into your power. You be the man. You be the transformative force in your relationship. Do it in your terms. This is like you prove to yourself how powerful you are by showing up and taking control. This is like a challenge to your core masculine power as a man. It feels really good. I know it feels really good for me. I have been the marriage transforming force in my relationship. I was the marriage destructive force for many years. My wife, we did this codependent shitty dance together, but like, I was the one that took the reins. I was the one that did the practices. I was the one that actually learned all of this stuff that I'm now sharing with you guys. It feels really good as a man. And I know I show up with integrity and she trusts me like in a way that I never thought was possible. After years of desiring, wanting, I was like desperately saying to her, it's like, just trust me as a man. I just want you to trust me. I wasn't trustworthy. Why? Ha! Because I had unchecked blaming thoughts and shaming thoughts. Many other reasons, but ultimately at the root, I had way too much of that. She couldn't trust me. So, slowing down. You want a beautiful relationship. Every man. Like, again, some guys go, oh, you know, my relationship is fine. The only reason we minimize and normalize where our relationship is at is we don't feel we have the power to transform it. Like, I sort of say it's like a man can't admit he's lost until he has a map, an exact vehicle to get where, you know, to point X on the map where he needs to go. Listening into this podcast, like from all the guys listening in and all the messages I'm getting, it's like it is helping men radically transform their marriages, radically transform their sex lives. So you have the map. You have the information at your hands. Is it easy? No. Is it simple? Well, on a level, it's simple. You know, it's like it's one of these things. It's simple. You just have to implement. Is it easy? No. But like the highest goals in life, the greatest achievements in life, they're not easy. You know, like you've got 2, 3, 4, some of you 5 decades of momentum, of hiding behind avoidant, blaming thoughts. I just blame my woman. She's at fault. You know, it's like, it seems easier. It seems energizing in a moment. You know, you can be totally aggressively pissed off with your woman in your mind and you feel so powerful. It's like red hot, aggressive blaming of her in the moment. And it seems intoxicating because you're so right. We feel powerful when we're right. But that version just eliminates all trust, all connection, all, you know, safety for your woman. She's never going to relax completely with you sexually, intimately, emotionally, spiritually. She's never going to look at you with the eyes of, you're my man, you're my king, with an inner knowing of, she's like, she's hit the jackpot. She's got like the lottery ticket of men in front of her. Maybe a bit confused as, Jesus, where was he the last 10 years, the last 20 years? But you know what? They don't really give a shit. Once you show up, that's why they've stayed in the game with you. Because they know that your highest version, they fell in love with your highest version. And their deepest irritation is you, the part of you that keeps showing up with your, sort of it's like your puppy dog mode, your hurt inner child mode, you know, your victim mode, your blaming mode, your shaming mode. And it's not that they don't love you because of that, but it's just you're unlovable by nature. When you're blaming, you're disconnecting from her. When you're shaming yourself, you're disconnecting from her. It's like love can't flow when they're predominantly there. So the 3 steps to mastering marriage with a better story, in essence, it could be put down to 3 simple things. I would say eliminate blaming thoughts. Is that impossible? Is it hard? Yes, 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 yes. Eliminate them. Definitely don't follow them to the point that your speech is taken over by them. Stop blaming her on the outside and as fast as possible, set the inner discipline where you're like, you're going to recognize blaming thoughts and then you're just going to eliminate them. You're going to just like snip them in the bud. They do not get to grow in momentum in your inner sovereign world. You will not allow that. You practice not allowing it. It can take practice in the beginning, but you just don't go there and you become self-aware as soon as possible and you stop them. Number 2, navigate shaming thoughts. Shaming thoughts tend to hang around for a good while. And I've spoken to this and I'll speak to it and many other times, but I say navigate them. Try not to eliminate them because it's sort of like there's a part of you almost like wanting to speak, but you don't take shit from them either. You sort of learn to, you know, if they're trying to get too intrusive and put yourself down, it's like, hey, you know, it's like, you sit down there. It's like you can speak to a part of yourself. It's like your shaming thoughts. It's like a part of you. It's like, sit there. I'm not going with you now. Like you tell them who's boss. And then you go with claiming thoughts. And you initiate claiming thoughts, answering the question, what am I not taking extreme ownership of in this moment? You ask that question. Literally, if that's the only thing you take from this episode, is asking the question and then backing it up with whatever answer comes up. You back it up. You speak it to your woman and you course correct your behavior. Stop blaming her. Stop expecting the world to sort itself out. You be the leader with a proactive way of showing up, taking extreme ownership in your marriage. And you're going to see that's your marriage will transform completely. Also, part of claiming thoughts is learning new perspectives. Ultimately, you know, you guys listening in and, you know, I'm speaking to these transformations that are happening. It's beautiful to hear. So beautiful to hear. So moving. And it's my highest hope that like you don't waste 1 second listening in here. But it's like learning new perspectives. Claiming thoughts come when you start training your mind in new perspectives, new ways of looking at your wife, new ways at looking at conflict, new ways of thinking about, you know, just your whole deep intimacy, new ways of thinking about yourself. It's new ways. Your dad didn't educate you. I don't know your dad, but like high chances, there's a 99.99999% that he didn't educate you how to show up in a deeply conscious way in masculine, feminine dynamics to live happily ever after in long-term, deep, intimate relationship with your wife. He probably did not give you that training. If he did, you wouldn't be listening in. It's like, just keep it simple. Learning new perspectives. There's a massive amount of momentum that you have been conditioned to believe perspectives about your woman. In modern culture, there's such shaming on masculinity. So you're shaming in her voice. It's not yours. You inherited that from childhood experiences, and you inherited your shaming inner critic voice from a lot of mass media. There's a really high stinging attack on men, a deeply shaming attack on the mentality of men. I bring this up intermittently. You know, testosterone levels over the last, I think it's 50 years, have dropped by 40% in men around the world. I mean, it's astounding the physiological effect that the shaming perspective that is being, we're being bombarded with subconsciously in mass modern media, is having on us as men. A man's handshake has decreased over the last 25 years by something like 30% in force, whilst women's handshake, which is like sort of like a sign of assertiveness and confidence in meeting another fellow human being, it has increased by 15 or 20%, which, so it should. I'm happy. Like, it's a good sign that women's handshakes are increasing. But men's, our assertiveness, our capacity to say, hey, this is who I am. I'm showing up in the world. I will shake your hand and I will communicate with a solid handshake how powerful I am. You know, not in an aggressive way, but as a confident statement of who I am. That has been bombarded. That's been like eroded. And I don't like that happening in my life. I don't want it happening in your life. I want you to be able to show up as the most potent, powerful, conscious, amazing, you know, just fucking courageous version of yourself as a man, in as a husband, and have your woman turned on by you. You know, it's like, and it's only going to come, well, one of the main things you're going to have to do, and I say have to do, by choice. You can choose to do it or not, but if you want to have a wonderful relationship and take the reins in your relationship and create a beautiful relationship, you're going to have to start practicing that, becoming self-aware of your inner story of blame, shame, and claiming thoughts, etc., etc. It's a high practice, but I know how powerful you are, and you are able to do it, and your woman is going to thank you forevermore, and as you live your have-it-all, happily-ever-after life. In supporting you do that, I want to just, before we, as we're coming into landing here, if no more arguments is what you're really desiring and you want to become the marriage transforming force in your relationship and literally be the husband she brags about, if you want to have a proven communication system, eliminate conflict, arguments, fighting forever, to be that man that she looks at as the king in her life, as the one in a billion man that she's just like, she was born in this planet to be with. If that sounds like something you would desire to embody, well then, the new Be the Husband She Brags About Men's Coaching Circle is the place for a powerful man like you, where you're going to meet other potent men desiring the exact same thing in that space. It's going to be a unique, super small, intimate space with a very small number of guys in there. You're going to learn to master the Be the Husband She Brags About marriage mastery system with coaching direct from me, high flame accountability from the other guys, transforming their marriage alongside with you. It can be simplified, maybe it's an oversimplification, but into step one, hack out what is not working in your marriage. With the coaching and feedback from the guys, you're going to learn, you know, the blind spots of how you're showing up in your marriage that's just not working for you, but it's a blind spot. You can't see it by yourself, but you'll get the feedback and you'll be able to transform that and hack out what's not working in your marriage. Number two, you're going to start implementing what's proven to work. High leverage, amazing strategies over every single pillar of your marriage creative experience. You're going to master that and start implementing in weekly processes, weekly sort of inspiration work to do at home in your intimate relationship, in your marriage, and your the way you're showing up in your married life. And it's guaranteed to transform it when you start implementing what's proven. So number one, hack out what is not working in your marriage. Number two, implement what's proven to work. And number three, live your have it all happily ever after marriage. So if that is something that you are interested in, and indeed, Look, there's to get onto the email list anyway. My challenge to you is to implement now. Sign up to the email list at kingsoffreedom.me. Link is in the podcast episode description. In that, even if you're maybe not so interested in the men's circle at this point, you will get your free 15 simple habits to be the husband she brags about. That in and of itself is powerful and potent enough. I have like testimonials there, reviews there of guys that just implemented that and like their connection was off the charts afterwards. So get on the email list, and from the email list on a weekly basis, you're going to be getting super high leverage, amazing strategies that will support you being the husband she will brag about, becoming the marriage transforming force in your relationship. With that, high honoring, high acknowledgement to you powerful, potent men, sending you love and depths of appreciation from my humble post here in Roscommon, Ireland. Ending with the mantra of our collective movement: better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing, extraordinary, kingly day.